Hey, tonight is going to be fun. I'm excited about doing this call. It totally being open, it totally being directed by you guys, and all of you being able to get all your questions answered. And I don't mind what business it is that you're in. In fact, let me just set some guidelines before we get started on that. I know there's a lot of brand new people on this call, voices I've never heard, names I'm not recognizing. And so just to kind of give you a real quick understanding about what this call is about and what it's for, and also some guidelines that we can work together as a team. First of all, there is not any one company represented on this call. You will never hear about any particular product or service or compensation plan. And so if you have questions concerning your product or compensation plan or your company, those questions need to be reserved for what is called your upline, the person who got you involved in this business. Or you can call your corporate headquarters. This call is more designed for hands-on how-tos in building and developing a sales force, building a business with a residual income, and building a business that's going to stand the test of time. And so this call is not, I repeat, not to sell any particular product or any particular opportunity or company or service, okay? This is just for training only. This is training on how to develop you as a leader in the network marketing industry. This is specialized knowledge for you to be able to stand out over and above the rest of the people that are trying to make it in network marketing. Now, because there's so many brand new people on the call, and again, I mean, this blows my mind. Every single week when I hear introductions, and the introductions usually start at 6:55, people from all over the country are on the phone right now, whether you got in halfway through those introductions or what have you. But Carla Gardner was the first one on the introductions tonight, all the way from Red Bluff, California. We've got loads of people from Florida. We've got lots of California, Kansas City, Pennsylvania, New York, Montana, Texas, Colorado's on the line. I mean, all over. We even have a Canadian. I'm sure there's more than just one, but we have Canada that is represented on the call tonight. And so there's people from all over, literally all over the United States and now abroad that's on this call. Now, prior to getting started in the industry, you know, some of you that are brand new, you're like, why am I even on this call? Who in the world is Danny Johnson? I first thought it was a man. So first of all, either this guy's got a high-pitched voice. No, I am a wife, a mother, and I have 5 children. And yes, I am a woman. And I started in this industry when I first went to my very first opportunity meeting. I was 19 years old. It took me several months to get started. By the time I got started, I just turned 20. And I initially started out in the environmental business, and I started with an upline who was trying really hard, but they just didn't quite know how to be able to do the business as a profession. So my first 6 months, I worked very hard. I talked to a lot of people. I did what they told me to do. In fact, they said do these 10 steps. Instead, I did 20. And to be honest with you, my first 6 months, I went $25,000 in debt, and I completely flopped. I couldn't sponsor anybody. I couldn't sell anything. I just couldn't make the business work for me, and it did not work for me until I had met somebody that had gotten started the very same month that I had gotten started. He was 4 years older than I was. He did have a college degree, but I knew that had nothing to do with it. He was making at the time $15,000 more a month than I was. So I got very curious and also angry. I thought, man, I know that it's not because he's a guy is why he's succeeding. He reminded me a lot of the kind of guys I grew up with, horse-type guys. Nothing against those kind of guys, but he just didn't seem like, I don't know, somebody that could be making this kind of money in this industry. To me, I had a picture of what success was, and he didn't fit my picture. Not that, you know, people from that kind of background don't fit the picture of success. He just didn't fit my picture. So I begged him to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. And after him telling me to go see his mentor, which meant that I had to spend a tremendous amount of money that I did not have to fly to another city, put myself up in a hotel, plus pay an outrageous amount for a training seminar. And once I got through that training seminar, put myself in front of a guy who was making $500,000 a month, then everything in my business changed. And I mean changed dramatically. I learned right away how to be able to earn a tremendous amount of income in a very short period of time. In fact, I came out of that 2-day seminar and wound up making $4,000 in the next 8 days. That's more money than I had made the entire 6 months combined. So in 8 days, I learned how to turn my business now into profits. And what I learned was tremendous. That then kept going on, and I kept going back to these training seminars month after month after month, and I wound up learning some specialized knowledge. I believe that the repetition is the mother of skill, and so the more that I could get it ingrained into my head, the better my business became. Within 5 months, my check jumped up to $20,000 a month, which, give me a break, unheard of for a 20-year-old female. And the long and the short of it is this. The skills that I learned have stuck with me all these years. That was 1989 when I first went to my first training seminar. And that has profited me a tremendous amount of money through the years. In fact, after totally having bliss and being excited and making all kinds of money and shopping like a ridiculous fiend, I wound up marrying a guy who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. I was totally homeless living in Hawaii, totally messing up my life, making all the wrong choices, totally depressed, 50 pounds overweight, with no vision, no purpose, no passion, no desire, no nothing to succeed in my life. And I just lost it. I mean, I completely lost it. And the skills that I learned the year before at that training seminar is what got me from being a totally homeless cocktail waitress who was $35,000 in debt and 50 pounds overweight, who just totally gave up. And once I had made great money and then lost it all, I said, never again. I wish I would have never tasted that kind of lifestyle. I wish I would have just stayed broke and mediocre. I can't stand the fact that I know that there's something better out there. And once I had my, you know, got over myself and over my whining and over my excuses and over my depression and over all of my reasons why I was failing, I bootstrapped it and used the skills that I had learned the year before, started another business, and within 12 months made $250,000. In fact, my second month, which was my first full month as, you know, a supervisor, which is a kind of a management level, I broke international records, and I broke international records every single month after that until the next end of my first year. Every single month, number one international producer. That company had over 400,000 distributors. They were in 15 different countries. They were doing over $1 billion a year in sales. And so what I'm saying is that this cocktail waitress who was broke and homeless was able to bootstrap it, then so can you. And it doesn't matter what product you're in. It doesn't matter what your opportunity is. This business all boils down to one thing, one variable. It doesn't have nothing to do with the city you live in, has nothing to do with your educational background, has nothing to do with any of your past failures, has everything to do with today. And whether or not today you're going to make decisions that will propel you into tomorrow, that's what it all has to do with. And so that gives you a general idea of who you're talking to. And why would I be someone to answer your questions? Well, if a cocktail waitress can be broke, make $250,000 the first year, within 2 years I became a millionaire for the first time, made my first million. I've made several millions since then in the network marketing industry. I actually took a break when my fifth child was born 4 years ago, took a break, and still, I mean, this blows my mind, still have been generating a six-figure income from the comfort of my own home without doing a thing to my network marketing business. So if you want to be able to do anything of what I have just shared, then that's why you want to ask some questions. Maybe you have questions about recruiting. Maybe you have questions about closing. Maybe you have questions about the network marketing industry itself. Maybe you have motivational questions for you. Maybe you have motivational questions of how do you motivate your people. I don't know what your questions are, but I hope that when you got the email that you wrote down some questions, some specific, because nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific, and now is the time. Now, I do coaching. Coaching is available, you know, through our website, which is DannyJohnson.com, and the coaching fees are tremendous. I mean, and they're not even as high as what is out there, but we're talking $200 for 40 minutes of coaching. Well, right now, you're going to have an hour of coaching for free. That's if you wrote down your question and if you have a question for me. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute our lines. Let's hope I know how to do that. I'm going to unmute the lines. All of us are going to be live. If you do have a lot of background noise, I highly recommend pressing star 6. And then when you want to ask a question, you press star 6 again. And once star 6 is pressed again, then you'll be live again, okay? So let's go ahead and practice together and see what can I help you with tonight? What area of your business do you want service in, help in, you know, a total jolt, shot in the arm, whatever it is that I can help you with. I'm totally available tonight to do that for you. Hold on. Did I do it?
One-on-one.
Woo!
One-on-one coaching.
Okay, so who is this?
Phil Nahara in Bakersfield, California.
Okay, what was your name? Is it Phil?
Yeah, P-H-I-L.
Phil. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It's good to have you on the call. Welcome. It's nice to meet you over the hotlines here. What can I do for you tonight, Phil?
I want to inquire about one-on-one coaching, mentoring.
Okay.
I, too, want to be a millionaire.
Okay. Now, are you currently in a network marketing opportunity?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Good for you. How long have you been in?
I believe I came in July the 4th.
Uh-huh.
When I started.
Okay, good. Is this your first company?
No, actually, I lost track of how many companies I've been involved with.
I got you. You're one of the diehards that refuses to quit and give up on the industry. And I'm really proud of you, Phil, for being that way.
I've been trying to do something with network marketing for the past 10 years.
Wow.
And have not done anything.
Okay. Phil, let me do this. I have a certain amount of time that's set aside for one-on-one coaching. This is the best thing that I can tell you. I have lots of different ways to be able to have you learn about how to become a professional in your business. And, Phil, I hear this all the time in our industry, and it absolutely makes me sick and sad that there has not been a whole lot of help out there for people like you and myself to be able to get the kind of nuggets that are necessary to succeed. So, Phil, I have a couple questions for you. And everybody, you ought to be taking notes on this because this man has a strong desire to succeed, strong enough to continue for 10 straight years in an industry that he's not satisfied yet with the results that he feels that he should get. Okay, now, Phil, I have a question for you. How serious are you about your network marketing opportunity?
Above 10.
Above 10. Okay, and Phil, with your level of seriousness on your in your opportunity, do you currently have people in your upline who are willing to work with you?
Yes, I do.
You do. And have you been in touch with them? Have they given you times where you can work with them?
Yeah, we're having a call right now from 6:30 to 7:30, and I got off to get on this call.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Because I wanted to see. I read your email, so I wanted to see what the call was going to be about tonight. Because I missed it. I think the last 2-3 weeks or so I've missed because I work in Los Angeles and I drive back and forth. So I get home at 5:30, so I only have like 2-3 hours to work my business and then go back to bed and get up at 4:15 till 4 and
wow.
Head back to Los Angeles. So I.
Okay, then let's do this. Now, have you been to my website?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you ordered any of the tapes that are available on that?
Not yet.
Okay, that would probably be your first step.
Okay.
Because this way you and I are going to be speaking the same language. And this is what we have available. There's the first set of tapes that are just dirt cheap. They're 6 tapes. They were done in Carlsbad, California. If you drive to Southern Cal, you know what that is.
Is that your crumbs?
Those are the crumbs.
Want to get your crumbs?
Those are the crumbs, man. But that's what's available for people. I have no idea what kind of financial situation everybody is in. But I like to have different levels where people can get involved. To be honest with you, Phil, one-on-one coaching is awesome, and it's great, and it works, and it's profound. However, I will tell you flat out, the best thing that you could do for yourself, the absolute bottom line best thing that you could do for yourself is get to a training seminar. After 2 days, and see, 40 minutes of coaching is the same price as a 2-day training seminar.
Well,
and so it's up to you and what kind of investment you want to make into yourself. And that's what did it for me, because the experience put me over the edge. It got me over my excuses. It pointed out to me clearly why my business wasn't working the way that it ought to be working. I saw clearly how come I couldn't recruit people. I saw clearly how come I wasn't leading people. I saw clearly how come I couldn't develop a team of people who are going out and working the business. I mean, it was like a movie screen going, oh, my gosh. I didn't know. And so once I learned all that, I came home and started applying it, and the business started taking off for me. So that, as far as financially, is like, That's not the crumbs. That's the cake, the crumbs, the frosting, the extra fruit on the side. I mean, that's the whole kit and caboodle. And I don't know what your timeline is. I don't know what it is, but Phil, and I don't know what your relationship is with your maker. But if there was any way at all possible, that would be the first and foremost thing that I personally would do. Then after that, if you wanted more coaching, I would then, you know, email me, schedule some time where we can totally focus one-on-one on coaching and stuff. But I have no idea what kind of experience you have and what you like in your business and all that kind of stuff, but I can promise you that 2 days of 10 hours straight training being poured into you, and I'll tell you this too, because Phil, you said one-on-one. 99% of the people who've been to that training seminar have all said the same thing. They say, I feel like I'm the only one in the room. And I'm sure there's people on this call right now who've been who will testify to that. They feel like they're the only one there. And so if that's, you know, 20 hours of coaching for $197 versus 40 minutes for the same price. So I'm not selling against coaching.
For 90, you said?
Pardon me?
$290 for 40 minutes?
Yes. Yep. Okay, so let's move on. Phil, email me if that's what you want to do. You definitely need to get the tapes that were available, the crumbs, as you called it. That means you were on one of these calls. And there's a 2-day set of tapes that are coming out. And people get phenomenal results from that, Phil. They do. I don't know why, but they really do. I just got an email today from somebody who just ordered 10 because she's put them in front of every new person. She just signed up 10 new people and is putting those tapes in all 10 of those people's hands to jumpstart her business. And she wasn't able to sponsor people before. I mean, she came out of that training and went, boom, start sponsoring people like crazy. So anyway, okay, Phil, let's move on. Who else is out there that has a question? Go ahead and jump out.
Dana.
Thank you very much for your time, knowledge, and energy.
Oh, Phil, you are welcome, and thank you so much for being on the call, and I appreciate the sacrifice you made to get on it tonight. Okay, who was that jumped out?
Dana, this is Molly Burnett in Kansas City.
Hi, Molly, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks
good.
So much. I wondered good. If you could tell me just a few of the things that you did on a repetitive basis when you learned how to start your business.
Okay, that's an awesome question. I'm sure a lot of people have that question, Molly. I appreciate it. Okay, so the question was, what did I do on a repetitive basis to build my business in the beginning? Okay, now that's taken into consideration. Are you talking about the first 6 months that I failed?
No. No, after the seminar.
Okay, well, Molly, the first thing that changed, because I didn't do much different at all. Do you understand? What changed was me.
Right.
That's what changed. And so let me give you a little nugget here, and we share this in our training seminar. There's basically three areas to the business. One is the basics to the business, which is, you know what, you talk to people, you sell product, right? You retail and you recruit, basically, are the bottom line basics. You know, who do you talk to, what do you say, things like that. There's the basics to the business. Then there's people skills. Then there's personal growth. Okay, those are three areas to the business. What I will tell you that changed for me in my training seminar, what I came home with, was this. I had focused all of my energy and time on the basics, on product knowledge, on just going through as many possible people that I could. And my original sponsor is on the phone right now. He's on the call. He will tell you I talked to a lot of people. I talked to probably 5 or 6 times more people than he even talked to, definitely 5 to 10 times more than his upline even talked to. And so the basics to the business is what I focused 100% of my time on. When I went to that training seminar, I learned, and I hear this out clear, loud and clear to me, that only 5% of my success depended on the basics. That the rest had everything to do with people skills and personal growth. That's where the rest of it was. And here's a good nugget for you, Molly.
Uh-huh.
Your product is not the product that you're selling. Your product is people. And we are in the people business. So the more you focus on first you and making you better,
okay,
the more money you will make. And the more you focus on people and understanding people and how they operate and what they want, and ways that they can get it, you will make a tremendous amount of money. And that's what the seminar is all about. It teaches you how to find their needs, how to figure out how people operate by whether it's their personality, what their motivations are, what have you, and how to be able to figure those things out really within a few minutes. And then you design your entire presentation around their needs. And so the rest of it was, again, personal growth because, Molly, I didn't like people. I personally did not like people. I had been hurt terribly by the church. I had been hurt by my parents. I had been hurt by my husband. And so I did not have a whole lot of trust in anybody. And so when I learned that I needed to learn how to like people and I needed to care more about their success than my own, that flipped me out. I knew I had a big stumbling block. But the skills that I learned immediately of how to build the business centered around building a team and finding it out what works for them, that's how I built it. And I'm not kidding you, it was fast. It was a huge team, really super fast. And so if that was the main thing that I came out of the seminar different, is I spent 100% of my time on the basics, and that was totally backwards.
Mm-hmm.
95% of my business and your business and network marketing is dependent on people skills and personal growth. And guess what I will tell you? I've had over 100,000 people through that training seminar. I've had doctors, lawyers, I've had PhDs, we've had chemical engineers, software engineers, you name it. We've had every kind of profession, as well as people like myself, cocktail waitresses, through that training seminar. They've all said the same thing. That the way they got up in their jobs was by people skills and personal growth, not by the basics. The higher you go up in any organization, it is not that you become a master of the basics. It's that your personal growth and people skills gets fine-tuned. There's been many studies done on this as well. So that's the best thing I can tell you, is that that's what changed for me. Now, what did I do repeatedly? I did the same things I did before, but with a completely different agenda, completely different level of professionalism, a completely different technique and skill. But I still talked to people every single day. I still showed the business every single day. Out of showing the business, the ones that didn't want the business wound up getting the product as a minimum. And when they got the product, they wound up giving me referrals. And so the repetition part of it is, yes, talk to people every day. If you want to make a lot of money, Phil and Molly, then you have to talk to a lot of people. And in the beginning, before you get this kind of specialized training that I'm talking about, and this, again, is not some hyped-out seminar that's just going to get you excited. That's not it at all. We're talking in the trenches, bottom line, A to Z, how to build a successful marketing team. And so, but if Phil and Molly, if you want to talk about numbers, in the beginning, you will have to make up for in numbers what you lack in skill.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The more skill you gain, the better your numbers will be. So before I could talk to 100 people and get 100 no's, okay, after the seminar and my sponsor's on the phone, he would watch me talk to 10 people. John, are you there? Oh, he muted.
Yeah, I'm here.
John, if I scheduled 10 people, how many showed?
Oh, at least 9.
Sometimes 11.
True.
Because I get someone to bring a friend. And they had no idea what they were coming to. But John watched me talk to hundreds before that. You remember that, John? And
yes.
Do nothing. Get nothing done. After that training, after the people skills and personal growth, after I got that specialized knowledge, I talked to 10, and anywhere from 9 to 11 would show up. Out of the 9 to 11 that would show up, my closing ratios were high. And that's how it would happen. And, I mean, he watched me build a group fast. And I mean fast. Hundreds of people fast. So in the beginning, you make up for your lack of skill by having to talk to a whole lot more people. To me, it just makes sense, Phil and Molly. And I hate it that some people think I'm just selling a seminar. No, I want to see you succeed. And I've seen hundreds and thousands succeed out of that seminar because it changes for them. In fact, right now, Carrie Russell, are you on the line?
Yes, hello.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's go over to Carrie Russell, because let me tell you what happened out of Sacramento. We had a training seminar in Sacramento. Wait a second, Carrie, before I go there. Molly, did that answer your question at all?
It helped a lot.
Oh,
thank you
awesome.
So much.
Good. And Molly, have you gotten the tapes yet?
No, but I'm going to.
Okay, you got to get them, because that'll at least give you a little bit. It'll give you a little bit of a starting block, you know what I mean, of a focus that you need to have in order to build your business.
Right.
And you're out in what did
Kansas City.
Kansas City. You're not that far from Reston, Virginia, girl.
That's right.
Reston, Virginia is not far, and that seminar is coming up November 8th and 9th. And, Molly, let me tell you something. If you get nothing out of it, I will give you your money back.
Well, I've already gotten a lot on this phone call, so
right
I'm sure
on.
I would.
Well, imagine 2 days. You'll come out of a totally different person. Okay, so let's go over here to Carrie Russell, because Carrie came to the seminar in Sacramento, and Carrie, I just have an idea about what your business, what has happened to you since, what was it, September, no. Yeah,
September.
It was September 20th and 21st in Sacramento. Carrie came to a training seminar that she could not afford, that she couldn't afford the time to take it away from. She's a mother. She has four children and a very busy lifestyle. And so Carrie made a major sacrifice in a short period of time to get there. And Carrie, tell us what has happened inside your business since the Sacramento seminar.
Oh, it's been incredible since the Sacramento seminar. We had business. We had a brand new person that got started in Los Angeles, and we also had a good friend of mine get started in Florida, Tony, who's on the line tonight. And I came out of that seminar really refocused on all the skills that you know that you need really to go out and succeed in this. And you know, I made a trip to Los Angeles and did a home party down there. Did actually two home parties down there. And in the very first, the end of that month, September, we were able to get $1,000 of volume done in just 2 weeks after the seminar down there in Los Angeles. And you know, there was about four people very excited and working. And then in Florida, made a trip to Florida and did a couple of home parties out there with my good friend Tony, and we've gotten, I added it up today. In just 1 month of working with Tony, there are 40 new starts between Florida and Virginia, and it just blows my mind. We've got, I think, a total of, between Los Angeles, Florida, and Virginia, we have a total of 16 people that are actually pushing their sleeves up and going to work right now. And it's all out of a direct result of the training and just getting and focused and skilled through going to training that it's amazing to see what's happening.
Carrie, that is so awesome.
It's been exciting.
Dang. So you have signed up 40 new people.
I personally have not signed up 40 new people.
No, meaning that you started two organizations that have brought in a total of 40 people.
Well, actually, the Florida group brought in 40 alone.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the group down in Los Angeles now has brought in a total of 20.
Wow.
Yeah, this is just since September the 20th.
Since September 20th, and I know your gal was in the seminar with you.
That's right. The gal from... The
Julie
gal from
Baker.
Los Angeles was able to make it to the seminar.
Julie Baker, on a whim,
yeah.
Had just flown in from Sydney. And then, by the way, guys, she's a flight attendant.
Yeah.
She's got some perks, okay?
Yeah, I got 4 years, goal. I'm going. I'm out.
She's got some perks. She can fly.
I'm going.
She wants to. And
yeah.
So the point is that Julie Baker, I know, flew on a whim. She had just flown in from Sydney, flew up to Sacramento, went to the training seminar. And Julie Baker, this is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored 20 new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a month. That's all
I got another one today. A friend came and called
God.
Me out of the blue. I'm ready for the ultrasound.
This is amazing.
There she is. And
this
I just keep
awesome.
Looking on the computer every day, and Julie is popping new people in every day. She's only been in the business now for just a little under 2 months.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Okay, so let me paint this picture for you guys, because it's so hard for people to get over the hump. It really is. And it's if you could just... almost erase what you know about training, almost erase what you know about seminars, and you could just start off on a clean new slate here. Because people think of seminars as, oh, it's going to get me motivated, it's going to get me excited, lots of great information. No, that's not what this is about. The point is this. I want you to think about this. And Carrie caught it. She caught it big time in Sacramento. Because here she's pushing for the rest in Virginia seminar. Now, how many people you guys have registered right now, Carrie, in your hands?
Okay, we have 10 registries right now, but I've got 22 total that we're trying to get there. I'm actually shooting for more than that. We've got 12 people that are trying to, get their registries in. They're still thinking about it, talking to their spouses, you know, making their plans to be there, but we have 10 actual registries right now.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
This is
what you've done in a month. This is what you've
done
in a month.
We're going, Carrie.
All right on.
Carol and John are going.
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
This is awesome. Okay, now listen to me,
guys.
This is a huge, huge, huge thing. If you could follow in Carrie's footsteps, because this is exactly how I built my business. And again, I have my original phone. And what he watched me do every single month, remember I said I kept going back. I brought no less than 10 new people to every training seminar I ever went to. No less than 10. Let me tell you why. Carrie brought one to Sacramento. That one has sponsored 20. and is sponsoring new people every single week. It's bringing new people into her business every single week. This business is about employing the efforts of other people and duplication. So the question is, what do you want your people duplicating? I just pray to God you catch what I'm going to say to you. You see, when I first started, I was 20. I was uneducated. I grew up in a small town. I had an abusive father who told me I was fat, stupid, and good for nothing, that I was going nowhere. I did not believe in myself. I did not believe in anybody. That's what I brought into my network marketing business. I brought doubt instead of faith. I brought absolute unbelief and cynicism. That's what I brought into my business. And so when I went to my training seminar, that all changed for me. Plus, I gained hope and faith and belief, which is priceless. I gained passion and desire for my fellow man to succeed. My life was changed so much that I knew that everybody needed to feel the same way I did. Here's the other thing that happened. I figured, while I'm learning, I knew when I came out of that first seminar, I wasn't, ta-da, a professional. I wasn't, ta-da, a millionaire. But it only made sense to me. And this is where my stupidity paid off. It made sense. Rather than me being too smart to come back and teach everybody myself, all I did was say, you have to go to the seminar. Let the millionaire train you. Let you be equipped by the professional. Let you totally get your entire business on a fast track from day one. Go build this, but learn it from the best instead of learn it from me who's learning. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's how I built a sales force of over 600 people in 5 months. But prior to that, I had zero. A big fat zero. Now look at this. Carrie goes to that seminar, catches it, starts building it. No excuses, no whining, no whimpering, no nothing. She just puts her head down, applies it, and starts all-out massive action. 60 brand new people brought into her sales force since Sacramento. Do you want that to happen to you?
Yes.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that to happen to you, then you get your butt to resting and don't go alone. Don't go alone. Carrie, this is amazing, and I know Tony's on the phone, and Julie Baker, I just have to say hats off. Awesome, awesome job, Tony. I cannot wait to see what happens to your business 12 months from now as a direct result. And I challenge you, Tony, if you got 40 new people in your business, do whatever it takes to get no less than 10 personal, if not 20, in your business to that training seminar, and you're going to watch your volume explode. You're going to watch leadership rise up in your business immediately. That's what this thing is all about. It's not about just signing distributors up who just use your product. It's about developing leadership. If you can imagine a corporation, you guys, and that's how you want to build your business. If you can imagine a corporation, there's a CEO, founder, president at the top. Then there's your vice president. Then there is your regional vice president. Then there is like your area managers. Do you understand what I'm saying? It all goes down. The lower down the totem pole you get, the more there are of those kinds of people. It only made sense to me to get as many people earning a six-figure income as much as possible in a short period of time, because that then totaled leadership. That then made a corporation. Versus me just having a bunch of uncommitted customers, I wanted to develop those customers into being committed distributors who were building their own company. They were their own CEO, and that's the way they thought, and they built it professionally, not as a little network marketing home-based business. We're talking as a corporation. Most of you work for a corporation right now. That's what you have in network marketing. You get to start your own. But the company, basically what you've done is you started your own company, your own corporation, if you can imagine IBM, if you can imagine HP, if you can imagine Microsoft. That all started on a small scale, and what they did is they recruited people who had talent, skill, and ability. They recruited people, and they sold them their vision, and they put them to work. The biggest failure that distributors have in network marketing is putting their people to work. Write that down. I'm not kidding you. Come on, I've been in this industry since 1988 is when I signed my application. That's a long stinking time. And I will tell you, in 14 years of experience in this business, this is what I will share with you. The hardest thing for a distributor to do is to get somebody else to go to work for them in their business. Meaning, it's not the hardest thing to sell product. It's not the hardest thing to sign up distributors. But the hardest thing for a distributor to do is to ignite another distributor and to give them a platform to go to work. That's what Carrie said. We now have 16 people going to work and building this thing. Now you got yourself a business. Now you got yourself a business. So if we work together like a team, you see, that's my gifting. My gifting is igniting people and putting them to work. My gifting is getting them over their excuses, over their worries, over their whining, over their inhibitions, all their expectations, getting them over all the reasons why they think they're going to fail. That training seminar and my gifting is getting them over all of that stuff. Once we get rid of all of that, then we pour into you skills. We pour into you literally, I mean, ABC, ABC. This is what you say. This is how you say it. This is who you say it to. Oh, you got a different person. This is what you say to them. Oh, this is this guy. Okay, this guy's motivated by facts and figures. This is what you say to him. Now, this is how you get this guy to go to work. Okay? So that's the first and second thing that we do in that. And I'm telling you, if you want, while you're learning how to ignite people, learn from someone who knows how to do it and has a track record of doing it. While you're learning, your people are getting it right away. And so I cannot tell you all of, in fact, there's a lot of you that are actually going to that seminar. And, Preston, don't go alone. You'll do yourself a great service by being there. But if you go there with somebody, you've doubled your efforts. You've doubled the commitment level in your business. You've doubled the amount of income that you will make. Because now it's not just you working your business solo. It's you and one other person with determination, with focus, with desire, with passion, with forthright. And they're ready to make things happen. So, anyway, Carrie, I'm proud of you, man. This is incredible. And for all of you that are working with her, if I were you, I would do whatever it is possible to get as many people in front of her as possible. She's
we
doing
are.
A phenomenal job. Obviously, you guys are.
Wonderful.
Yep, she is. Okay, anybody else out there? I got 15 more minutes. Any other question that any of you would have concerning any area of your business at all?
Danny, I have a. This is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
How are you?
Awesome.
Good. I have a question, an organizational question about being organized. I don't know if other people run into this, but I glean leads from my day-to-day job.
Yes.
That I'm not supposed to, so it's not like I can just pull out my day timer and write them down, you know?
Right.
What would you suggest about how to be organized so that I don't lose the sticky note before I get home and lose the lead?
Carla, you're so cute. Okay, now maybe this might help you out a little bit. Do you have, you know, those little tiny notebook, you know, we had them when we were kids, little tiny, it's like 3 inches by 4 inches. Little
the spiral ones.
Yes.
That's what
okay.
I have.
Yep. And stick that in your purse and let that be your lead journal.
Okay.
Okay, it's small enough to where it's compact and you can keep it in there and go ahead and just jot those names and numbers down. There's your lead journal. And you see, the way that I did it, the way that I would keep track of leads is I had a really small three-ring binder that I keep track of my leads, and I have lead sheets. Okay, so for example, there'll be a box, and it's a line straight across, and it'll go name, then the next box is telephone number and address. The next box is how much income that they've earned, because I always ask people what kind of income are they accustomed to. So I have a place for that, and then I have comments. And in the comments section is where I write down all of their past work history or what their needs are, what they're good at, what they like, what they're looking for, things like that. And then I have a checklist of, then I have another box where it has the appointment time and date that I would meet with them, and then there's another box next to it that checks it off if they showed up or if I was able to present the business. And then I highlight all of them that say, I highlight all of them who bought or became a distributor. And so, and that's a great way for me to also track my numbers to see where I need to work on. So let's say that there's a month where I've got little to no yellow marks. I obviously changed my, which really, first that's ever happened to me. But if on your sheets that you have not enough yellow highlight points, then that means stop, look, and listen and get some help to work on your skill to, you know, to hone in on the area that you need help, whether it's closing or people not showing up or what have you. Then you can see where you need the help. But, Carla,
mm-hmm.
Get yourself a little spiral folder. Do you have a day planner that you take to work?
No, I quit because it's too big.
Well, they have really small ones. They have little compact ones. Day Runner makes a real small compact one, a 3x5. Take all the junk out. I mean, they put all this extra junk in there that you don't need. But if you just left a section for leads, you could have that too, and all your appointments and everything is right there. But if a spiral little notebook is, you know, I think that's probably going to be the quick and dirty way to keep that in there so that you're not losing them. Keep them all together. Keep all those leads in the same place. Go home, transfer them into a three-ring binder. Boom, call those people and make things happen. Does that answer your question, Carla?
Yes.
Okay, thanks so much for your question. I appreciate it. If I was there, I'd give you a huge hug.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
It's Mark in Florida.
Hi, Mark in Florida. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing awesome. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, a couple weeks ago, you were talking about a business plan, setting up a business plan for your new distributors.
Yes, I was.
I wonder if you could maybe go over that a little bit more and explain that a little bit further.
Oh, you booger. In 5 minutes, huh? You're not asking for much, Mark.
Okay.
Okay, now be more specific because that was an hour-long training on starting a new distributor. Mm-hmm. So what specifically did you need help on?
Well, you, it seems like you kind of you said part of the ways of starting your new distributor was setting up a business plan for them.
Yeah, okay, so that's the part that you want help on. Okay,
yeah.
So Mark, let's just say that you went, this is after you went through your goals with me,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So after you go with your goals with me, and then I would have you decide what you want to have happen in 1 year.
Okay.
Okay, and then let's say that you want to increase your income $12,000 this year.
Okay.
Okay, so that now breaks down to what? $1,000 a month.
That's correct.
Okay, then $1,000 a month breaks down to how much a week?
$250 a week.
$250 a week, and then we'd have to go down and say, okay, what does it take in our plan to make an extra $250 a week, Mark? What's it going to take for you? We can focus on two areas. One, retailing products. I don't know how your plan breaks down. Well, let's just say that I have a 50% retail profit base. Okay, so let's say, Mark, we have to figure out a way to how to retail $500 worth of product. That'll give you a $250 weekly income. That's one way. Or let's say in our plan that you make $250 for every package that you sell. And so that means, Mark, that you need to sell one package a week. That'll make you $1,000 a month. That'll make you $12,000 in the next 12 months. Now, what's it take to sell one of those startup packs a week, Mark? This is what it's going to take. We need to talk to about 10 people. My numbers are, let's say the numbers just start now, it'll be 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes
so,
sense.
And then you would decide, Mark, does that feel comfortable for you? Does that seem like it's too much pressure? Does it seem too easy? If it's too easy, then let's go for $24,000 your first year.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. I would say, okay, now I don't know how your plan works, but I'd say, okay, there's a conference call on Monday, and if you want to make $1,000 a month, and Mark, I'm not kidding you, this is the first and foremost thing, and I have some of my distributors that are on this call right now that I personally got started, and they will tell you the same thing. The first thing, I won't even take people's applications until they sign up for seminar. Because one without the other is plain stupid unless you just want to be a wholesale customer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell them.
Okay.
If you're getting started to fail, then sign the application and see ya. But if you're getting in to succeed, then you need a flight to Reston, Virginia. You need to be on the next conference call on Monday night. And let's say that you guys in your company, do you guys do conference calls weekly?
Yes.
Okay. So then I would say you need to have 5 guests on this first call. You know, other people on this call, they do home parties, which is a beautiful way of building a business, and it works, I mean, phenomenal. I built 20,000 distributors in 2 years from doing home presentations with no ads at all, no advertising whatsoever. It was just warm contact, driving people center of influences. Like for you, Mark, if I were to get you started, I would get to your contacts ASAP, and guess what my entire focus would be? Helping Mark get 10 people to his first seminar.
Uh-huh.
That'd be my whole focus. Because once you come out, let me tell you a story about that. I helped a young lady do this a couple of years ago where I sat her down and she had a goal to make an extra $12,000, you know, her first year in network marketing. I said, great. I said, well, the easiest way to do that is let's get 10 people to your first seminar. We got 12. We did $82,000 worth of volume. She made 10 grand the first month, which means, hello, she almost hit her entire year goal.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
I had another kid, same thing. You know, he thought, oh, if I can make $1,000 a month. this is 4 days before the seminar. I got him to bring 2 people to that training seminar with him. We worked the rest of the month. We sponsored in over 60 people into his business, did $50,000 worth of volume. He made number one in the company, which got him a $10,000 bonus check, which means he made $20,000 his first month in the business.
Wow.
So the point is, to me, I mean, if you want to go become a doctor, you got to get trained first.
That's right.
And so I like to start people off on the right foot. You need to get professional training. If you have any bit of goals that you want to achieve, this is what you have to do. This is your first step. There's no other way around it. Go here, and then from there, we can build a business. So does that help you a little bit, Mark?
Yes, it does.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I think I could do two more questions. Anybody else out there got a question tonight?
Hi, Danny. It's Roseanne from Canada.
Okay, Roseanne. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fabulous. I just spent 3 days with a Canadian couple.
Did you?
So I kind of know about what your accent is all about. What can I do for you, Roseanne?
My question is, I just heard what you said to Mark there with regard to doing home parties.
Yeah.
What I really focus on is purchasing leads. I work, you know, from home. I believe in the home-based business, doing cold calls.
Sure, that's awesome.
So what do you find the most effective way? Is it through cold calling? Is it the one-on-one? Is it presentations?
Okay, this is awesome. You know what? There's lots of people who have made a tremendous amount of money with cold leads and cold calling. In fact, I could tell you a story right now. I know of a guy, he's 73 years old. He buys leads lists of network marketing companies that have failed. He cold calls the top leaders inside that company and says, "Hi, my name is Vernon." And he says, "I'm fishing for big fish." The guy, last I checked, his check was $17,000. He had just been in for about a year. And so does that work? Does calling cold leads work? Yes, it does. What do I have most success with? Probably the biggest sales force I built in the shortest period of time was with home parties. But that's not to say that you can't do the same with cold leads. One of my apprentices built a $1.5 million income in, what, JP, was it 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
It was about 18 months, 2 years, all cold leads, like what you got right there.
Okay.
And so what I will tell you, Roseanne, is plug into training.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need it
mm-hmm.
With cold leads. You're going to need it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is when you get a cold list person started, you want to get to their center of influence. All it is bait to get someone fresh with a heart beating
mm-hmm.
and get to everyone they know. That's a big mistake that a lot of people make with working cold leads
mm-hmm.
is not chasing the warm market.
Okay, great.
So I say yes, you know, the calling, and I don't know who your lead source is. I hope it's a good one. There's some flops out there.
Yes, yeah.
And maybe you have enough experience with finding who a good one is.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, gosh, go to my website. Go back to there's a old conference call that I did probably about a month ago about this. And it's talking about, I did a conference call on talking to they were cold leads and they were non-specific, meaning they were just generic people looking for a home-based business.
Okay, great.
And I did a training on that specifically. My training in Reston will be talking about that as well because there's people in the room that's how they're building their business. And so I'll be specifically training for an hour at least or two on how to talk to cold market over the phone.
Great, okay.
Okay.
Very close to coming.
Oh, well, then you just better get on a plane, honey. That would be awesome. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to meet you and help you out in any way. Even we could role play together on how to talk to those cold market leads.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, I'll take one last one. We have 4 minutes left.
Hi, it's Wendy from Florida.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
You said earlier that you had your, when you invited new people, that before, you know, you went to the seminar, nobody would show or whatever.
Yeah.
You didn't have that many. But then afterwards, if you invited 9 or 10, you would have 9 there.
What is
the key to getting people up and be open about coming, because I know a lot of people have failed in multi-level marketing, and that's one of the first things they ask. Is this not a multi-level marketing?
Yep. Wendy, this is what I will tell you. What I got out of that seminar was to find their need, and so therefore it wasn't me being rejected.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming for themselves, and they were coming how to learn how to get themselves off better in their life. What the biggest mistake that people make in network marketing is this, Wendy, is they go out telling and selling. That's the
mm-hmm.
biggest flaw that people make. Is they get on the phone and they try to tell their friends, which means they're just selling their friends on
mm-hmm.
what Wendy is excited about.
Right.
That is not how you build a business. how you build this business as a profession. I mean, you could do it that way, and you know, it may work for you. It won't work long term, and it won't duplicate, I'll tell you that.
Right.
But as far as building it professionally, you need to get the kind of training that you need to be able to learn how to not get rejected
mm-hmm.
in network marketing, to find that, to find their need and how to fill it. So they are coming because they have a need and know that this is a chance of that need being filled instead of coming to be sold
okay.
and told. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
It's almost like a job interview in my mind, Wendy. You have a need, I have a chance that it will fill. If
right.
you're lucky, we get to work together. That's what changed for me. Instead of me begging people to show up and me selling them on the phone, I no longer did that. I now learned how to find what my prospect's need was and how to invite them to take a look at something that may fit them. And if they're lucky, we may be able to work together. So that's what changed was my attitude on that and my approach. Wendy, does that answer your question?
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, guys, that pretty much concludes it. We have 2 minutes left, and I'm going to close it up with this. I'm going to close it up with this. If you have any bit of a feeling in your gut, tugging in your spirit, saying, oh, then you need to go with it. Trust your gut and go. This is the last one of the year, and I promise you, and this is for you guys on this call. In fact, you can extend this to your prospects. I will 100% money-back guarantee the training seminar. If you come and it was a waste of your time, if you didn't get anything out of it, if you didn't get $2,000 worth out of the seminar, come back to the back table and we will refund your $197 right away. So if you don't get 10 times the value of it, no problem, no questions, no feelings hurt, we will refund your money. And so if there's any tug in your spirit at all, I highly recommend you just make the arrangements and make it happen. I don't care what kind of roadblock comes in your way, because I was on an interview, you guys heard last week, I was on a radio interview, and this is what happened. He said, I bet if you're looking back, there was no